Lamadalamanalafat, that's the third line from the bottom. Tanan Hasan. Okay, so this is a quote from a Mishnah. It's in Tul Yom. Logan is type of just a kli. Tul Yom. That's a Tul Yom. Which means at the end of the, when the sun sets, it'll be Tor. Shemola b'minachav is shemaiser tevel. And now you have maiser, which is tevel. Maiser rishon, which is tevel. Because it needs trumas maiser to be removed from it. Tul Yom is not matami maiser. Vamar hareza trumas maiser lechisha techshach. And he says, he takes out the tenth, which has to be of the Meiser, which has to be given to Trumas Meiser. He takes out the tenth and he says, this should be Trumas Meiser, with it only being Trumas Meiser, which is Tomei. He says, no, it should be Chalcis, and so the word Chayom. Vim Omer Irvali Bezeh. But if he said, that it should be, I want to use this for an Erev, Lermer Klumba wouldn't work, because at that point in time it's still Tevel. Had he done the same type of Maisa, with the purpose being that it should be for an Erev with Chumen, it wouldn't work. Because that's not chal lechisha techshach, it's chal earlier. So Amar Rav is Zos Emeris Sefer Yom Kan Erev. Now, where Rashi learns Sefer Yom, it means at the beginning of Ben Hashmoshes. Okay, so it's that point in time, it's still Tevel, and therefore it would not be a valid Erev. Tchilas Yom Kan Erev, because he holds Tchilas Yom Kan Erev, Rashi means once it's dark, which means the end of Ben Hashmoshes. So what's the problem? Yomer, are you really bizarre? My Lomer Klum, why is it not good? Okay. So Omer a Papa, I feel tame at Tchilas Yom Kana Erev. I can say no, that really Tchilas Yom, that even if you tell me, really, so you're proving that Sefer Yom Kana Erev, which means beginning of Ben Hashmoshes. So says, no, I can tell you really the end of Ben Hashmoshes, Tchilas Yom Kana Erev, which means the end of Ben Hashmoshes. Which at that point in time, really, it's not Tevel anymore.
Does that mean Seis?
It means Seis. Well, it means the moment right before it Seis.
So that's what confused me. So it's not Vaday Laila.
So that moment when it moves from Ben Hashmoshes to Seis, that's the moment when Erev is Chal. So that moment really, by the time it's chal, it's night time. But being in Suda Haruya mi Bajam Baleka. But the Suda has to be Roy mi Bajam. Now the Mor's not Mazbur why, the Rosh is not Mazbur why. But the Mishabura in the Sharat Ziyun, when he brings his halacha down, he says, because since that's very nice, Klavi Shemai Galya, that at that moment it's mutter to eat and it's a valid Erev. But practically, I don't know that. I don't know when that moment is exactly. So practically, I can't eat it at that moment, because for me, it's philosophic. So therefore, it's not called. That's not called a valid error, because it's not roi lechila. That's how he's learning that in Nagas Yerashi. Shamayser. Five lines from the bottom. So my submission was the login of Tuyoim. He filled up a chabas of Meiser Tevel. Meiser Rishon Hoyadain Tevel Shalchifrish Halevi Mimeno Trumas Meiser. Rehi b'Misa Ba'ira Tevel. So at that point in time, it's still Chayv Misa. Feel the Kahanim, even a kind, nobody can eat it. Well, Chaz Leir was different on the valid air. Logan Tvuyoim, the gabri the this log this kli which is tevul yom, but a tevul loy posel. What calls on its tevul tuyam doesn't affect tevul or the meiser tevul. Tuyam motzer ben akiyah lechulin ul meiser. Now that phrase is a little bit misleading because that halacha that the Mishnah is talking about chulin ul meiser, it's referring to meiser sheni which has the din of tumah, but it's true, but. Meiser Rishon is a kabel chayim. There's no din tumah, but Meiser Rishon bechlal. It's tevel, and tevel has in it theoretically truma. Oh, the psicha bein truma shlo herma. That still not doesn't affect it. Amar reizu shibalogin. This wine which is in the login, chumas meiser alachovis lechishet tachshach. V'yarav shimshoy should take share of the truma. Once the sun sets and it's no longer tumah, and it's ready to be used for truma. That's what I want. The chumah's meiser to be chas. The work of yamin the chumah tahara. Remember, it really the login zel or merklum, and it had done the same scenario using it for eruv. Hoil v'chi mota ben hashmoshes at kati tevel habe because ben hashmoshes is still tevel. So Rabbi says, "Is this the rest of yom chilas ben hashmoshes shu soif hayom shel erev Shabbos?" Earlier in the ben hashmoshes period, that's called soif hayom, and that's when the erev is chal. It's no good. Can erev soif hayom kati tevel? That's why it's no good. Because the amar to tchilas yom shall Shabbos kan erev, which means on the ben hashmoshes, the moment when it goes from the end of ben hashmoshes into Shabbos, that's when the erev is chal kan erev amar lo merklum. At that moment, it's not tevel anymore. That's the moment where it goes from being tevel to truma, and that moment where it goes from tevel to truma, it goes to be considered an erev. Mor says no, but practically it's not edible at that point in time. Okay. Zok the Mishnah. Masna Adam Ale Ruvay V'Omer. Person makes a Tanai on his Eruv. So this is the first time we're getting the idea of making the Chalois is a Chalois which you can put conditions on it. The Mishnah gives two examples. The example is a person, the first example was that there was he heard that there is an army of attacking the city, or the Morse says they're attacking, that they're coming to collect the taxes, etc. And he wants to run away. So he says, if they come from the east, I set up an Erev on the west of the city, and I want that Erev to be effective, and I'll be able to travel 4,000 amas and get to some place where I can hide from them on Shabbos. Minamarav, if they come from the west, Eruv of the Mizrach. I also set up an Eruv on the east of the city, allowing me to run away in that direction. Okay, so I don't know which way it is, and we'll find out when they come, so that the Eruv will be effective. At least this is the way we're learning more of the Mishnah right now. The Eruv will be decided on Shabbos. Which when they come, which direction they come from, and that's when the Erev will. So retroactively, it'll be this barrier in the middle of Shabbos, which direction they came from, and that's then retroactively we say that was the one on the opposite side was Chal.
So now, if he before they the Nachrim actually come,
so he's in a state of suffering. So he can't. He has limitations where he can go.
Now, what happens if he does go east, and it turns out that they did come from the east. So that Lafray, like it turns out that he did nothing wrong. Did he do something wrong?
It's all these cases. So the Gabi Hilchus Yotzuchutzatchum. He wasn't Yotzuchutzatchum. The Gabi Weather in Shemaim, he gets brownie points. He doesn't get brownie points. Okay. In Bo Lakan Lakan, he says a third possibility. Let's say they come from both directions. So then, my condition is I'll decide then. Lo Bo Lo Lakan Lakan. If they come from no direction at all, then they decide to leave us alone and go away. Then already came the Iray. I want to stay like a normal sitting in the city. It's one scenario. different scenario is a case that there was a chacham coming to darshan, and he's going to.
But let's say he gave the stipulation. Said, look, if they don't come, then I can tell. I want to go wherever I want to go.
You could have said that. That also could be the same thing. Now, in bala chacham in a mizrach, erub with a mizrach. I hear there's a chacham coming, and he's going to be outside of the tchum. He's coming from a different city, and he's traveling. If a person does something which is a suffolk aver, and it turns out that it wasn't an aver, but he should have been makram misuffolk, and Shemayim, they're not happy with it, even though he didn't do an aver. Right? Where before they came, he went and traveled beyond the tomb. Then it turned out that they came from that he picked right, but he didn't know that yet. They didn't come yet. Now the more is going to discuss maybe the cases that they came and he just didn't find out about it until later on. That's we'll see. We see when we get to the Gemara. But right now we're assuming the cases they hadn't come yet. The second scenario is a case that there's a chacham coming to darshan, or possibly two coming to darshan, and they're coming from different from a city in either in the east or the west, and they're going to go to the end of their tchum, or they're not going to reach this city, and they'll be holding a shir. So I want to go hear the shir. If he comes to the east, I want to go to the east. If they come from the west, I want to go to the west. I'll decide then which one I want to go to hear. If nobody comes, or any kibbutz iri, I'm not going anywhere. I want my tchum to be this regular city tchum. If Yehuda Omer, if these two in the third case with two chachamim come, so he said, I'll decide then. Yehuda says, no. If one of the two was his Rebbe, another one was a chaver, not a Rebbe. So halach it's a rabbi. We assume that when he made the Erev, he meant the one which is the Rebbe. So it's not, he can't decide later on the other way. And the Tanakhama, the more is going to say, disagrees and says, sometimes you want to hear what your chaver says, that you want to hear that drasha more than when you hear what your Rebbe has to say. So Krashi.
You know, both of these examples, the tax guys and the chacham, they both seem like this at tzorach. If someone just says,
in general, we assume you should not make an eruv tchum unless it's tzorach mitzvah. That's more later on. That's a good point. So Krashi, Masa Adam Ali Ruvay, Menich Adam Shnei Ruvin, you can put the two Ruvin, Echel the Seif Apayim in the Mizrach Besa, one at the end of the 2000 Amis towards the east, the Echel the Seif Apayim, Amal Lamar Besa, one towards the west. V'omri, Imbo Nochem in a Mizrach, V'sarach Ani Nivrech, V'Pteim, I need to run away, so you can leave Eruvim Bishem Amar, if they come from the east, I wanted the air from the west to be effective. Now it wasn't Sakana Safashas, obviously, because then we don't need an air to allow him to run away. So this will have 4,000 Amos towards the west. Even though they only come the next day, it works. Now, Lachara, so that's going to be based on the concept of Brera. Means the beginning of Shabbos, a chalois was to take effect, either towards the east or towards the west. We don't know which one, and it'll only be Nisbara later on Shabbos, after the time the chalois has to take effect at Ben Hashmashos. So I'm making a undetermined chalois at the time that it's supposed to be effective, and then the determination will be decided later on, based on circumstances. That's called Brera. The beer later on will work retroactively, which that's a machlokes whether we hold a beer. That's going to be part of the discussion in the Gemara.
And does it matter that the person doesn't know until, say, Shabbos morning which one? The facts of decision are based on existed already then?
No, it's in the case where the facts were in place, just he doesn't know, that's not prayer. means he set a very clear condition, and the condition was decisive as of the moment of the time of the chalutz when it took effect. Just he didn't know that's not a problem. The problem here was that the way Rashi said the case was they didn't come till the next day.
And it didn't set out either. I mean, I'm imagining. So the tax collectors, they might be at some point equidistant from the east.
Right, planet. Right. So, right. So nothing was clarified till, you know, decided really in any real way till on Shabbos. So many yesh brera the ben shmoshes kanala eruvay the idach kisa. So in the scenario that the air from the other side works, nobody comes or any come in the eri. Alpayim may eri look hold ruach. I get 2,000 amos from my city in all directions. Vein certainly stock your kan all have to kan. I don't have to gain 2,000 amos on one side and lose 2,000 amos on the other side. Bachachom lemizuch chus the tchum eri. He's coming. He'll be beyond the tchum. Words any little matter. People want to hear what he has to say. Machshav any yudeya lays at sad yavoi. I'm not sure which way he's coming from. So how am I going to find out? Well, there'll be people from the other city coming who will make in Ruvitchum in the other direction, from their city towards my city, and then so there's the way we actually look at the scenario, there's this city, there's a city here, there's a Chacham here, there's a Chacham here. One of them's coming, I hear he's planning to come. He's going to go to the end of his tchum, say his shir. If I make a Ruvit Chum and there I can reach him. Meanwhile, they made a Ruvit Chum and some of them came to my city and for whatever reason. So I'll find out about it that way. So Yehuda Omer, in both Lakan and Lakan, in the third scenario where they come from both directions, one of them is his Rebbe. He has to go to that side. Not by the other one, to the other one, who's not his Rebbe. The Kimlom Negevei, because he's feels confident about the person. The Bashas Kinyas Erev Daite Lemikni Le Ha Erev De Litzad Rabba. He wants the Erev towards the Rebbe to be the one which is effective. Meo'ihu Hu De Lo Yada Lezim Inat Stodim Yava. He wasn't sure which Rebbe, way his Rebbe is coming from. Bahasha De Yada, now that he knows, Lohosim Lezli has to go there. Okay, let's just do the first piece of Gemara. So in our case, we have a negative case and a positive case. It's a case of the Nachum are coming, he wants to run the other way, where the Chacham is coming and he wants to go towards him. The Braisa has a case of the Nachum coming and he wants to go towards them. The Chacham is coming, he wants to go the other way. Right? That's the case that the Braisa has. So Mora says, how do you live with that? Mora says, okay, Nachum and Nachum Lakasha, I'll tell you the answer to the steer in the case of the Nachum. Oh, I don't know how to translate this next word, to pronounce the next word, but anyway, Befar Hagvana, okay, whatever that is. So that's the tax collectors, and that's the case where he wants to run the other way. That's our case of our Mishnah. Habamori Demaso, the case was that these were the governors of the city, etc., and he would have to go either greet them, appease them, or to present his use the opportunity to present some complaint, etc. So he wants to go towards them. Chacham Chacham Lekasha. So the case of the Chacham will answer the following way. Habamosif Pirki. That he's going to say a drasha, what they refer to that as perik. So that was giving a shear. Haba mikri shema, the case over there, the other case was that a person who came to teach children how to daven. And the Bryce was referring to a case where two came. And so one came to be a davening teacher, and one came to say a drasha, so you want to go away from the one who's the davening teacher. That was the scenario where it says you're going away from the Chacham. You're going away from him. We assume that you definitely want to go to the other one, which is saying the drush. We'll see Rashi.